In the final step, the report should provide a statement as to whether at least the shareholders are prepared to fulfil the necessary conditions. That means whether they also consider the company to be worth restructuring. This willingness is usually obtained in the report by the signature of the shareholders. Such a report is then presented to all other parties from whom restructuring contributions are expected. If these parties are also prepared to agree to the conditions, the report can pave the way for restructuring financing. As a managing director, you have two hearts beating inside you. You are responsible for the well-being of the company you manage, and you must make appropriate recommendations to your shareholders. These interests do not always coincide. Trust your intuition.